Students returning in the fall, taking commencement on the road, and winners of Eagle Works. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director, and thanks for tuning in to Tennessee Tech Today. Tennessee Tech has set a goal to bring students back to campus this fall, offering the traditional college experience students say they expect, as Tennessee Tech Phil Olem announced on Friday. Tech has formed four action groups, which include faculty, staff, and administrators, to focus on essential topics such as managing residential life, adapting classes and classrooms, screening for and responding to COVID-19 testing, and cleaning and personal protection. The president and his cabinet, made up of all vice presidents, serve as the steering committee for these groups. Contingency plans will be created so students, parents, and the campus community will know what to expect if state or federal guidance interrupts plans in August or later in the semester. Tech will bring back employees in phases over the summer with a balanced approach to meeting the university's needs to prepare for fall semester and the needs of employees transitioning back to campus. A plan will be announced in mid-May. While the spring semester is wrapping up with online instruction and a postponed commencement, Jennifer Shank, the Dean of the College of Fine Arts, is taking commencement on the road. Dean Shank is traveling all over the state of Tennessee, seeking out each graduating senior in the College of Fine Arts and congratulating them with a yard sign and goodie bag. And Dr. Jennifer Shank, the Dean of the College of Fine Arts, joins us now. And Jennifer, just tell us a little bit about how the idea came up of kind of celebrating graduation with the graduates from a distance and going on the road to visit each one.
Sure. I was trying to think of something to do for our graduates. We've got about 38 this year. We're a small college, but we're mighty. And I honestly could not imagine not seeing our kids one last time. And I have the privilege of greeting them on stage during commencement and giving them a hug or shake their hands. And it just about killed me that I couldn't do something for them. So I was trying to think of something that would allow us to celebrate them and also recognize how hard they've worked. So about 2 weeks ago, I kind of woke up in the morning and thought, this is what we're going to do. So I worked with some folks at Tech. They designed some awesome yard signs for us and off I went.
Now, what has been the response?
It's been absolutely wonderful. When I first started, I've kind of divided the state up by region. And when I first started, I headed east to Knoxville and Marysville and some other areas. And the first couple kids I came to, a couple had their cap and gowns on, some didn't. I came in my regalia to take pictures and give them their yard sign and a little gift from the college. And by about 3 o'clock the first day, it had hit social media. And since then, every kid that I've met with, they're all dressed up. They're in their regalia. They have some have had family, very appropriately social distanced, but family have come to celebrate. I had a family in, let's see, where was I? They're starting to run together.
Yeah.
I was in Murfreesboro Monday, and a family surprised their graduate by having their extended family come and do a car parade for them while I presented their yard sign, and it was great. And the young woman was so tickled.
Wow.
So it's been great. Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, with everything that has gone on, you know, just being displaced from campus and having to finish up online and all this, I mean, this has to be a welcome thing. And really, seems like it is very special, not only to you, but to the students as well.
I think so. Selfishly, this has been such an uplift for me. But I hope it's for them as well. I had, now that the word is out that I'm coming and it's kind of become a little more expected there, every time I pull up, the kids are dressed, ready to see me. I'm really lucky to get to do this. I realize if I had a bigger college, this wouldn't be possible.
Sure.
And what a joy to be able to just congratulate them on the incredibly hard work they've done and to get to see them in their kind of own environment and get to enjoy the beautiful state on the road.
So yeah.
It's been good.
And probably meet family members as well.
I have. It's been wonderful. And parents and extended family have been incredibly grateful. They've also said that it's a reflection of the Tech spirit and the fact that Tech cares, and it's why they sent their child to Tech. I wouldn't necessarily say that it's, quote, me or anything like that, but it's the fact that from the moment our kids get on campus, that I believe we care deeply for them, and that shows, and parents have said that numerous times, yeah. And that just does my heart good.
Now, as the dean of the College of Fine Arts, how have you dealt with this transition, and how has the faculty in your college dealt with it as well?
We have kind of tackled it head on. The fine arts require making and playing and being in a group, so it has presented some challenges, but our faculty and students have risen to the occasion. Mm-hmm. The kids I've talked to said classes are going well. They feel very supported by our faculty. And 201, I've checked in on faculty. They are willing and able and have been accessible to our kids, and we're making it work, so it's good.
Great. And now, do you have any more graduates to visit around the state?
I do. Yesterday, I did Tullahoma area and Fayetteville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Friday, I'm headed to the Nashville metro area. And then next Monday, I'm picking up a few kids that I didn't get to see first go around. I'm headed all the way to Churchill, Tennessee, which is almost the Virginia border.
Wow.
And then I'm headed to Maysville to catch a student who was not available. And then I've got a couple in-town kids I'll catch next week, too. So, like I said, it's been my absolute privilege to get to spend just a few minutes with each of them.
All right. Well, Dr. Jennifer Schenck, the Dean of the College of Fine Arts, taking commencement on the road to her graduating seniors. Thank you so much for doing that. And just congratulations on wrapping up what has been a challenging spring semester and spreading a little joy and kindness throughout the state.
Well, thank you. I'm really proud to be part of Tech.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. The 7th Annual EagleWorks Competition, which is Tech's version of the popular show Shark Tank, was held recently. For the first time, the competition was held online. Michael Akins, Tech's Director of Innovation and Entrepreneurship, tells us more.
Oh, great. I could not have been more thrilled and more pleased with the outcome. For your audience, just to let them know that this is our 7th Annual EagleWorks. Every year in April, we have a pitch competition, the EagleWorks Innovation Entrepreneurship Competition, where student contestants build ideas for businesses, and then they pitch those businesses. And we award them with scholarships that are actually seed funding for their businesses. We had a total of $20,000 raised this year, and we awarded all $20,000 of it on Saturday the 18th. And one of the greatest stories about that money is that this is 100% funded by friends, alumni, and donors to the university. So not one single cent of university money or state appropriated money went to the awards. These are all
university.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And we had just a quick overview. We had 9 teams that competed.
Yeah,
every single one of them did a great job. And I heard from several of our judges that in the 7 years that we've been doing it, this was above and beyond by far the best teams and the best ideas that we've had yet. So I was really glad that we were able to do the competition. It would have been very easy for them to just say, you know, there's too much going on right now. We're not going to do this. But 9 teams across 5 different colleges and a total of 17 different majors actually competed in this. And I also think it was pretty cool, too, that on 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, we had over 200 people in the community watch the live stream.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool, too. That's awesome. And joining us now are the winners, Libby Baldwin and Daniel Hines, who had an outstanding idea. They were called Intubation Nation. And Libby and Daniel, welcome to the show, and congratulations on your big victory and winning $10,000. Have you spent that money yet?
No, not yet.
Yeah, but thank you. Thank you for having us. We're excited to be here.
Libby, first of all, where are you from and what year are you in school?
So I am from a little town called Charlotte, Tennessee. It is in Dixon County. I'm about 40 minutes west of Nashville.
Okay.
And I am finishing my third year of school, but I'll actually graduate this August. So.
Oh, wow. Great. And what are you majoring in?
My major is biology with a concentration in health sciences. I actually am in the process of applying to physician assistant school right now.
Awesome. And Daniel, where are you from and what year are you in school?
I am, I'll start my senior year this fall, and I'm from Mount Juliet, Tennessee. I'm majoring in cellular molecular biology with hopes to attend medical school after graduation.
Now, I know the idea was an endotracheal tube with a suction enabled stylet that was described as the future of emergency medicine. Tell us a little more about that, because it sounds good, but I still am really not understanding what all that is.
Yeah, so our initial problem identification started when we took our clinical immersions class last fall.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an awesome class that is interdisciplinary and combines engineering students with nursing students and some pre-health students, and puts them into the clinical field to identify product issues or processes for improvement in the medical field. And so me and Libby, both being certified nursing assistants, came up with a issue that we had noticed working back home in our respective hospitals with the intubation process. And so we just noticed a timely process when fluid began to build up in the airway as intubation was being performed.
Yeah.
And so, which is when a physician or a practitioner is trying to get control of the airway to breathe for the patient. And so we essentially redesigned the process of intubation by, instead of including, three products, we're condensed it down to two. So that way the physician or the practitioner can intubate more quickly and accurately into the trachea and into the lungs. And so the stylet that's currently used, we just essentially redesigned it to make it suction enabled so it can suction fluid out.
Oh, wow. Libby, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, so I'm sure most people are not really familiar with the intubation process. So it already has a plastic stylet kind of in it. And so our product just kind of redesigns the stylet. So that way, like Daniel said, just a quicker and more accurate intubation with less amount of personnel that are needed, really.
So how did you come up with this idea? I mean, what made you go this route?
We just kind of, like Daniel said, it was really strange. He just was working at home in the hospital one day, and he noticed that these intubations were taking an obscene amount of time, and there was fluid building up in the airway. And when that happens, the physician or practitioner will have to remove the endotracheal tube that they've already started into the airway and then suction it out, and then insert the tube again. And so it was just, kind of going back and forth and back and forth, and you only have two hands. So we kind of wanted to make it as user-friendly as possible. And that's kind of how we came up with the suction-enabled stylet. So that way there were only, two pieces of equipment and two hands.
Yeah. Now that you have won Eagle Works and been awarded your $10,000 scholarship, what's next for your product and for the both of you?
So our next step is we're going to hopefully compete in the statewide competition, the 3686 competition, later on this summer in Nashville, Tennessee, assuming everything goes as planned. And we'll submit, similar pitch video that we did with the Eagle Works, and then just compete with teams across the state or those that are related to the have some ties to the state of Tennessee.
Now, do you have a provisional patent for your device?
Yeah, so we do have a provisional patent in place. We actually, I guess you would call them the Office of Research at Tennessee Tech has been really helpful with us and walking us through that entire process. We, like I said before, we are just biology students. So we, you know, kind of had no idea about how to even go about that or really how to even invent something. And so they've been really helpful with us, and they, you know, kind of helped us walk us through the process of what it looks like to type that up and what it looks like to type up an invention disclosure form. And so, you know, the things that we've learned from that are just as important as the product to us.
Yeah. Now, this was the first time that it was a virtual competition. So did that create some problems? Was that a little different, kind of weird for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So me and Libby, we live about an hour or so away from each other. Mm-hmm. So even though, you know, we could have met up and done some stuff, you know, we like to practice our social distancing, and me still working in the hospital with possible exposure to the coronavirus, we didn't want to risk anything. So all of our meetings beforehand have been over FaceTime, and then we were able to record our pitch and stuff over Zoom. So that definitely presented some more difficulties, a little more time. I had to go into it with planning and video editing and that kind of stuff to submit our YouTube pitch. But it's definitely, like I said, with the Office of Research and the iCore program, they've all been super helpful and accommodating with the current situation going on.
Yeah. So if this thing goes global, what do you think that's going to mean for your future?
We hope that that means things for every patient that needs to be intubated's future more than ours. Our goal is just kind of simple. We just hope to save some lives and save some hospitals money in the process.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Do you have any other ideas or anything else medical wise that you kind of think, oh, well, we might be able to look into that or maybe, you know, improve on?
Nothing that we've identified at the moment, but we're always, you know, keeping our eye out while working, and especially as we're going through school, that, you know, if we can ever find something to help improve patient lives and patient outcomes, then by all means, we know that we've gone this far with this product, and hopefully in the future, we can go just as far with some more products if we do discover some problems within the healthcare field.
Yeah. Now, Libby, you were saying that you were going to graduate in August. What does that kind of look like now with the coronavirus and with Tennessee Tech going online? Has that affected your plans at all, or is everything still a go?
The coronavirus has definitely changed my senior year, I guess, as you would call it, even though it's the third year that I'm in school. Thankfully, you know, Tennessee Tech has graciously allowed us to continue classes online, so I'll still finish at the same time. Mm-hmm. The ceremony itself is probably another question, whether that will happen or not, but, you know, I'm very confident in, you know, President Oldham and all of the faculty and administrators that are at Tennessee Tech. I look forward to being able to walk across the stage and get my diploma, just like all the other alumni of Tennessee Tech have, whenever that time comes and whenever we are past all this social distancing.
Yeah, exactly. Daniel, what about you? Are you still on track to graduate next year?
Absolutely. So I was on track to actually graduate a semester early in December, but I decided I like tech too much, so I'm going to try to extend it out and stretch it out into the spring and stick around, get some more good classes in that I think could be beneficial for my future in med school, as well as just to, I guess, you know, enjoy every last moment I've got at Tennessee Tech.
Great. Well, Libby Baldwin and Daniel Hines, congratulations on your EagleWorks victory, and good luck to you with your product and with your future graduations at Tennessee Tech.
Thank you so much for having us.
Second place in the EagleWorks competition went to Working Women Design Company. Annalicia Larson made her pitch wearing the latest version of her inaugural pants, explaining that the initial focus would be on women in the agricultural sector. For her effort, she captured the second place prize of $5,000, as well as the Rural Reimagined prize of $2,500 and the Virgie Klaus Creative Award of $500.
To say the least, it's quite impressed. I wasn't expecting to win all of that, but I'm happy. I'm happy that I got second, and then I was really shocked when I got all those other awards. So,
we'll talk a little bit about your Working Women Design Company.
Yeah, so I created this actually prior to the competition. I had this idea And then it just so happened that I seen the advertisements for Eagle Works at campus. So I'm very active in the ag industry. I study agriculture at Tech right now, and I've grown up on a farm and worked for several ag companies. So I never could find a pair of pants that would actually fit me and that I actually liked wearing.
Yeah.
Because I would go to the store and it was just like pulling teeth trying to find something that was just suitable. And so I was like, you know what, I'm just going to start making my own stuff. So I called my mom up, and she likes sewing, and we were just brainstorming. I was like, is this a good idea? And she said, yeah, like if you need help, just let me know. And so we started creating something, and then I just kind of started developing it into more of a business idea, and then I entered Eagle Works. So
are you going to market your idea?
Oh, yeah. I have to take a small break of it just for finals, but after finals, I'm getting back into it. But the money that I got some scholarships that will go directly towards Tech. And since, I mean, I'm an out-of-stater, so tuition's expensive.
Right.
So that helps out a lot. But I definitely have been talking to and like researching like manufacturers and just people to talk to get my designs produced. And then I'm looking at my next step right now is taking that money, a portion of it, and then just buying some fabrics, getting professional patterns done. And I have a list of ladies who are already waiting for their clothes to be made. So.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Now, we are practicing our social distancing because you called in. Tell us where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Michigan.
Wow.
Western Michigan.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what has this, I guess, semester been like for you, taking classes online, obviously participating in Eagle Works virtually in a virtual webinar, but, you know, what has this transition been like for you?
I kind of miss the days of being just a regular college student in Cookeville. My responsibilities have definitely changed being back up with a family right now. I actually got an internship for the summertime with a global ag company here in Michigan. So I decided to come back and stay with my family for a few months. So I came back and I kind of came back a bit early just because with COVID-19, I didn't know what to expect.
Sure.
If they were going to start shutting stuff down. So I decided to come back early, which is I'm very grateful I did. Because for the past couple of weeks, my father, who runs our family farm, was in a farm accident.
Oh.
So the past 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks, me and my mom have been kind of running the show as he's recovering. So I'm balancing school, a business with Eagle Works, and now kind of running a farm. So it's a bit different, but it's an experience. So
sure. And now, what year are you in school and what are you majoring in?
I am a junior right now, so I have one more year to go, and I'm a agriculture major with a concentration of agronomy and soils.
And Alicia Larson and her Working Women Design Company, very successful in the Eagle Works competition, and I'm sure you're probably missing some of that Tennessee weather right now.
Of course. I'll take a little bit less snow.
All right. Thanks for being with us.
When the world is moving this fast, boldness is rewarded. At Tennessee Tech, we help you find your bold. We'll help you turn it into a career-ready education. That's Tennessee Tech. Bold futures begin here. tntech.edu/visit.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director. It's time for students to look at the summer and fall semesters. And to tell us more about that is Alan Mullis, Tech's Executive Director for Student Success.
You know, for us, it's, you know, there's courses that are being offered for summer term as well. And there's, there's online courses for June, and then there's a hybrid format for the full summer term. And so, you know, we're really just wanting students to focus on their degree completion and getting those courses and registering for them to go ahead and get that stuff out of the way so that way they can focus really on finishing out this semester. Additionally, too, you know, as we look ahead on the horizon here, you know, we want students to, especially our current students, go ahead and get all the coursework completed for the semester, but then also, you know, talk to their advisor if they think that they need to adjust their courses for the summer or fall semester. Look and see if they are on track still. What courses are they missing? talk about anything that they might need to take for the summer semester or even going into the fall semester. The big piece of all that is just conversations. You know, even though we're all working from home or working remotely in some degree, you know, we want our students to know that we're still accessible for them. And so all the conversations I've had with students and our advisors have been very positive. A lot of the students have appreciated doing the video conferencing with their advisors and still making it very personable. As well as, you know, I've heard some positive things from our parents too that have shared with me through our parent association that, you know, they've really appreciated how faculty and advisors have been supporting students. So students, take advantage of these resources and people that are here to help you along. If you feel like you're struggling, you know, reach out to your advisor and let them know so that we can help get the resources you need.
Yeah, exactly. And I would think that there's probably some advantage of maybe going ahead and if you know kind of what your degree calls for from a class perspective to go ahead and register for those classes and go ahead and do that and get that out of the way.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, we want students, especially our current students, to go ahead and take advantage of the early registration they get. You know, here soon we will be getting ready to enroll our new transfer and freshman students. And so we want our current students to go ahead and plan out that summer and fall semester and go ahead and get those courses registered so that way they can, you know, take advantage of that early registration before we start enrolling our new students.
Great. Alan Mullis, Executive Director for Student Success. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. Just like I said, students, you know, hang in there. We're all going to get through this together. Stay positive and let's all finish wings up.
All right. Wings up. Thanks so much, Alan.
Thank you.
Well, academic advisors are still actively making appointments with students who have not been advised for summer or fall. Simone McKelvey, Tech's Director of Advisement and Retention Services, says the advisors have been doing a great job during a challenging situation.
Yes, it definitely has been a new experience. I'm excited that the advisors have been able to really just approach it as making the best out of a unique situation. And they've been working with the students long distance. And for a lot of them, they have used Zoom or Microsoft Teams in order to do video conference advising meetings. And that's in preparation for registration, which began a few weeks ago. And students still have the opportunity to select their summer and fall classes. And we've been encouraging them to reach out to their advisors if for some reason they have not had those meetings yet.
Now, what are some of the questions students are asking maybe about summer and even into the fall?
I think students just don't know. And like all of us, we're looking at this situation as it develops day by day and not knowing exactly what will happen, how summer classes will differ. I know for the first session of summer, they will be completely online. The remaining sessions will be a hybrid. And if need be, we can shift to a fully virtual version of the summer sessions that are beyond summer session one. Again, initially they will be online and then there'll be a mixture of what's offered for the following summer session. So that's one question that's come up quite a bit. For fall, they have wondered whether or not we'll still be in a situation where we will not be meeting face-to-face. I don't think we're at that point where we could make that decision. Right now, we are anticipating being back on campus and ready to go come the fall semester, actually probably sooner than that, based on what we've heard most recently. But I think everyone is just sort of playing it by ear, day by day, based on what our local government tells us, what President Oldham tells us, and just waiting to see what the next step is going to be.
Thanks, Simone. That's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the T2 website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, everybody.